I'm Bethany Chafin, in for David Ford. Winston-Salem-based John Stevens is an internationally renowned letter artist. His work can be seen everywhere from book covers and libraries to branding images and magazines. He's worked with clients such as Atlantic Records, Lucasfilm, HBO, and Pepsi, among many others. John occasionally teaches at the Calligraphy Center in Winston-Salem and the Cheerio Calligraphy Retreat in the Blue Ridge Mountains, where calligraphers from around the world come to study with renowned teachers. John's new book is titled Scribe, Artist of the Written Word, and is published by John Neal Books in Greensboro. The 264-page book is filled with color images of John's work and discusses the craft and expression in letter forming. I spoke to John when he stopped by WFDD.
The way calligraphy is taught traditionally is, here's the letter form, you copy it until you're free enough, now you own that, and you have that. It's kind of a rehearsed drawing. But when we create, we like to go into some unknown territory as well. So calligraphers, there's obviously a technique and there's obviously practice involved. There's no getting around that. But inventing, playing, one of the analogies I make is with jazz musicians, because I think most people realize the melody is a launch pad, basically. So when I'm in my studio by myself working, I usually have two narratives going. I'm working with the content of what I'm working on, and then kind of like the free association. And again, a musical thing would be, you got the tape running and you have sonic experiments going on, and you say, the Beatles were famous for this, you know, as were other bands of that time, where they have some interesting sounding things and they write songs about it, around it, and try to incorporate that stuff. And we also have that, the basic mark and the basic line. So, you know, I may explore that just on itself once I felt like, okay, I've come at the linear side, I've come at the left brain side, but what does this thing want to be, you know? And also, what am I expressing? What do I feel at this time is a good way to go with this? How much surprise do I want in it? Do I care if it's legible or not? Is that important? I play back and forth between the formal visual stuff and how it's tied to content and how it's tied to expression. A calligrapher, an artist, probably has a journal or a sketchbook where their most experimental stuff can go, or working things out, which when we go to an exhibit, we find pretty interesting to look at. And then, of course, there's the finished result of pulling what I consider the left and right brain, or the what is the important content, and then what do I want to say about that content. So that's a very different idea than I learned how to do an italic alphabet, and then I write line after line after line of it, which nothing wrong with that, but it's a little different intention. Things are getting better. I know everybody's got a different idea what that is, but I think aesthetics is a part of that. And it's hard to be very concerned about aesthetics when the economy's rough or people are not eating or things like that. But I do think it's more essential. It's not icing or decorating on the cake. I think it's really connected to our soul.
Letter artist John Stevens. John's new book is Scribe, Artist of the Written Word. For more information on his book, the Calligraphy Center in Winston-Salem, and the Cheerio Retreat, visit our website at WFDD.org, and once you're there, click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm Bethany Chafin.